Pandemic has imposed a steep learning curve for policymakers and practitioners all over the world. The importance of finding practical solutions to implement Article 7 of the BWC and to be ready and prepared is evident. The discussions during the intersessional period reflect a broad consensus that the implementation of Article 7 needs to be strengthened. In this context, I would like to refer to the joint proposal by India and France on the establishment of a database for assistance. The Article 7 of the Convention is a provision for international solidarity, and it provides states' parties to request and receive assistance in case they have been exposed to danger as a result of violation of BWC's provisions. It therefore serves as an important incentive towards the universalization of the Convention. Madam Chair, as you might recall, this is not a new proposal. The 8th Review Conference supported the establishment of the database. It did not, however, provide a specific mandate for establishing it. It has therefore not yet been launched. The establishment of a database for assistance attempts to address this requirement and identifies the gap between the need for and the lack of institutional and operative structure to give effect to Article 7. The proposal essentially calls on the BWC-ISU to establish, administer and maintain a database on a secure web-based platform to be hosted on the BWC website. It will act as a clearinghouse tool for matching assistance requests and offers for assistance registered in the database and will be open to all states parties without exception. BWC states parties can benefit from assistance under three main categories. First, non-monetary contributions such as expertise and information sharing. Second, pre-exposure preparedness and capacity building such as protection and detection, including through, for instance, preemptive training modules or population awareness and response. Third, post-exposure response scenarios, namely decontamination, prophylactic or containment measures. Other fields can also be considered that could fit in well in the database as long as they are fully relevant to the scope of BWC. Madam Chair, we understand that the database need not duplicate the efforts of databases already provided by other international organizations or bilateral arrangements. As brought out by the distinguished representative from Iraq and Japan, a cross-platform conversation among existing databases is acknowledged as necessary to optimize complementarities and needs to be factored in at the operational phase with due consultations among states parties. Given the financial situation of the Convention, the establishment of a voluntary trust fund under Article 7 may also be considered if agreed to by all states parties. Madam Chair, the Article 7 database proposal belongs to all of us. The benefits accruing from the database far exceed the costs. It is our hope that the 9th Review Conference will decide to approve the creation of this database through adoption of an appropriate language, which has been shared in prior by my colleague from France. I thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I give the floor next to Philippine, followed by